Show me why it's blocked.
Hamanai's Taliso, someone shakes his talis. Hamanai's Taliso be Shabbos, someone who shakes his talis on Shabbos, Chayv Chatos. It's Chayv Chatos. But Loy Omer Elebechadate. It's only said with a new one. Avatiki Leslon Ba. With an old one, there's no problem. But Loy Omer Elebechadate. It's only said with a dark covered beged. Al Vechiyuri Vesunki Leslon Ba. Again, there's no problem. The one carries on, but who to copy the line? This is only a problem if he's makbid. It comes out from the Gemara, we said already last time, that there's a big machos we show him over here. Rashi learns, Hamanai talisim in offer. Rashi learns that you're shaking your talis off from earth, from not earth, from dust. That means a big chiddush. Normally we learn malabin is with water. Rashi's got a very big chiddush that shaykh to be over the is of malabin even without water. Even with just dust in someone's beged, he's got dust in the beged, and Gemara's mashma is talking about it disturbs him, this dust. That's an important criteria. And that, in that case there, to shake it off, to wipe it off, to get rid of the dust from the beged in that way, is an issa according to Rashi of Malabi. Many of you disagree with Rashi, actually, but the Ramah, that's what we take on, right, Ramah and Shin base, Siv Aleph, the Ramah says, Yesh Oimrim, he brings Rashi Shit as Yesh Oimrim, Da Osel Anai Beged Min Ovak Sha'olov, in Makbid Olov. This person mustn't shake off dust from a beged that's on him in Makbid Olov, he's Makbid on it. V'toy V'lochush L'dvorov, it's good to be Choshish for Rashi Shitta. That means we're choshish for the shitta of Rashi, and therefore it's osa we take on, even though there's no water. The person's got dust on his beged, which he's makbid on. So this is what we were discussing last time. If he's makbid on it, then there's an issa to take off. What's called makbid? So the Mefarshim say makbid means he doesn't want to walk in the street with this. He doesn't want to be seen in public with this. So someone asked last time, a good kasha actually, so what's he cleaning off with? So this person, we're talking about, what's the case over here? This person says over here, if he's makbid on it, he mustn't take off. He mustn't rub it off his beged. If he's not makbid, he can. He can take off his beged. But I said, Monoshach, if he's not makbid, why is he taking off? So I said to you last time, his wife is fussy. He's not fussy, but his wife is fussy. Which, I don't know, I didn't see that answer somewhere. But my son did see the Shmuel Shabbos ask this kasha. The thing is, I wanted to find it now, where it is in the Shmuel Shabbos, I can't remember where it is. What? Yeah. Okay, then you can't do it. It's not a sarcastic. I'm not going to say anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch you have to take it off. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about someone who's mabbin, not mabbin. Now, my side, I don't know where it is now in the Shmuel Shabbos. The Shmuel Shabbos is interesting, as far as I remember. I'll try and quote it tomorrow, Blineda. I think the Shmuel Shabbos says that if a person during the week, Kiddush, he says, if a person during the week, he doesn't mind the dust on his garments, he would walk in the street with it. But point is, because it's Shabbos, it feels on Shabbos, the mice is nicer to be more respectable, and it's nicer to be more clean. That's not called makbid. Harayis, during the week, you walk with that. That person can take off. In the Bechatcha, he says an interesting thing also. The Bechatcha says, it's talking about a case of a person who's got some dirt and dust on his coat, or his jacket, whatever it is. But he's certain he doesn't mind this at all. But he's worried, he's going, there's some food. And he's scared that a bit of dust, a bit of dirt will fall into some food. It's not very pleasant for the food. He doesn't want to get into the food. But it means to be a soy, he's not mapping at all. In that case there, he's allowed to take off. Yeah, good question. Yeah, good point. So he's mapping, unless he's Tamachokam in Shabbos. Tamachokam generally is mapping, even a bit of dirt. What? Yeah, I must tell you, the Rishon, as far as I remember, you're talking about the Gemara says, the Rav of Bidush Tanachon is the Chil Hashem. As far as I remember, the Meiri says, Pshat Gemara there, as far as I remember, it's only if it's wet. Because it sticks onto other things, it doesn't look nice. He's not talking about the dusty ones, I don't think. But the Meiri says, you're right, Pashti is the Chayra, it's talking about everything. You say, for him, Pashti is Mabbi, so the Chayra would be a problem from no time around. As someone, let's see if we can find this Bi'alocha. There's a Bi'alocha here, and the Bi'alocha says, what's today's topic? What was the title? Oh, sorry, continuation is already, so we don't write it. I've left my notes at home, so. So here the Bi'alocha says in Shin Beis, I thought I could find it here, Behuta Hikbit. Bi'alocha brings very interesting, who does it depend on? Also very interesting, if we find it here. Gut, man macht Bits. Das ist immer was, aber... Who should map with? Here, look at the other way, it's going to be our locker here. Who should map with? So first of all, who has to be map with? So that means, let's say I've got a jacket, it's got some dust on. So I'm very fussy. I don't like dust on my jacket. I leave my jacket over there, you walk past it, and you know I'm very fussy, but you don't care at all. You would walk in the street like that. You don't mind having a jacket with a bit of dust on. So that, is it dependent on the cleaner or the person whose beggar it belongs to? Understand the question? It belongs to the person who's begging it. It could be the Issa's Malavi, the person who's doing it. The person who's doing it is not doing an act of Libun. As far as he's concerned, it's got no chashivas. It's the same thing, yeah? So the Maestro, the Bialoch has got to stop you about this. The Bialoch in Behusha Hikvid, the Bialoch says, Hatan do I say, Miko Yipa begging. Immanai Bishvil Acher, if he shakes it off for someone else, the who mapbid, this is the other way around. This is now where the cleaner is mapbid, the Acher ain't a mapbid. The Chur Yesh Lahachme. It goes the other way around as well. Islam Kivan to Manai have a yipwe. So if he's going now with the first side is that the cleaner is mapbit, but the owner of the beggar is not mapbit. So is it dependent on the cleaner or the owner of the beggar? So he starts off first of all saying it depends on the cleaner. As far as the cleaner, one, the cleaner is doing the malacha. It's for him, he's doing an act of limon. Who might be have a yipoy, who owes the malacha? Yes, lidchos. Given our beggar, any is yapping about a beggar, it could be, you could say that since for the owner of the garment it's done become better beggar. Loy Hashim Malach, it's not called a Malacha. He's not sure.
How can
two people, Rubishin, a room can't shift the car? My friend, that's what I'm telling you, this, I speak again here, this Libun is a very interesting sort of Libun. It's not with water, it's a very shvakadika Libun. This Libun depends on Hakpoda. If a person is fussy, then there's an issue of limon. It's a different sort of limon to normal, yeah? That's posher. A person's got a bit of... People make a mistake. There's a big mistake, this, actually. A person's got a bit of dust on his beghead, for example. So he says, I'm not mapping. He takes some water and washes it off. That's zikha osa. That water is zikha osa. We're talking... You can do the same thing with boiling, my friend. You can go to a fruit bowl. For you to take the apple out is mutter. For me to take the apple out is osa minatoya. How can that be? For you, you want the apple to eat, it's mutter. For me, I don't want the apple, I want to put the apple away. This is not her. It can happen. And here, the whole thing of the voice is turning hakpoda. This is hakpoda over here. I'm fussy that this clothes looks dirty. So for me, it's a problem to clean. So the bear lock is mustubba. So first we start off with the cleaner. He's not sure. And then he says, at the end he says, v'cheinim hoyo lehepach osa. If he's there, it will work out. It depends on the balabegim. The maisa, we're machin both ways. Both ways round, a person shouldn't do it. So you shouldn't clean a beggar, which a person is mapped on. First of all, the beggar is different wear at home. In your own...
I'm not mapped on it. If you're mapped on it, I can wear your beggar.
Just a minute. Who are you? Is the owner of the beggar? No, I don't fit the same side. Are we the same side?
You're beggar, you're mapped on it. I'm not mapped.
Sorry. I'm mapped, and you're not mapped.
Can I use your beggar to shut it? Me, I'm not
back on it. Even I can use it. It's not muksa. It's not muksa. I can wear it in my house. If I don't mind going to the street, it's not muksa.
You
want to do me a favour and wear it first, you mean?
Yeah,
if you can use it, you become the owner of that beggar then, if that's true. If I don't mind lending my beggar, if I don't mind. I'm not sure I lend it to you, but if I don't mind lending it to you, then you haven't got a problem.
I'll take out the food a bit more.
Yeah, probably. Possibly. The passion depends on the person who's wearing and using it. If I let you use it, you become owned for that time. That's number one. That's the halacha with dust on the beged. Let me just find it over here. Let me just find it. It's got a few things over here. I can't wait to see if it was. Oh, that's number one. So this is talking about dust on a beggar. Yes, the dust on a beggar is very posh. It depends on what sort of person he is. The Maestro Mishnah Berurah warns over here, because of this halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should be careful on Shabbos. Should be careful when he comes to shul on Shabbos in the morning. He should put his begodim in a place where it's guarded. It shouldn't fall to the ground. And dust falls on it. He's going to be careful. Very again, it's the person who's cleaning a baby. A woman's cleaning a baby. She uses talcum powder, this baby powder, whatever it is. The mice, you can easily get powder on your skirt, if the man's doing it on his trousers. That could be a problem. The talcum powder goes in, can get absorbed into your baguette. The chayra to clean that off. Most people wouldn't walk in the street with talcum powder. It looks funny. It looks very odd. Most people would avoid to go such a way, and therefore that would be problematic to wear such a to clean such a thing on Shabbos. You're stuck. The eitzah, if someone does have this on one's thing, if someone's got stuck, someone's got talcum powder on his jacket, on his shirt, he went to a kiddush and he got a big mess on his jacket, and it's a big problem. The Meister, it's problematic. Let's talk about talcum powder. The other woman, so the Meister Mishruah says, Mishruah says a big kiddush over here. We call Mokum Nira Diyesh Lismar Chaldei Rishon Lahokel Al Yedei Eni Yehudi. Rabal, this whole thing over here is a machlekas. I said to you already at the beginning. This whole thing of cleaning, where you're not using water, means you're taking out the dust from a beged, but there's no water being involved. And Machlokes Rishonim, him. Rashi learns, I said to you in the Gemara there, is an issa of a libun. Tosfos and other Rishonim will disagree there. So with Baz and Machlokes Rishonim, you're allowed to, what do you call it, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to take the powder off your beged. So shmus to shmus, because it's a monarchy, you don't really want this. Yeah, because you're relying on Rishonim, that's not called Malabi. For Amira La'akum, you can ask a non-Jew to brush the beged down and take all the dust off. So again, if someone's got dust in his hat, or he's got dust on his jacket, so if he's not makbid on it at all, then he's got no problem, he can clean it himself. It's very hard to know. I say a person has to be with Shai the MS, would you walk in the street with this beggar? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you, would you be willing to walk in, be seen in public with this beggar? If you are, you don't mind as it is, then you can clean it. If you're not, you've got a problem of libun, so you're stuck. So the only, the Mr. Rose is an eight, if your mummy's stuck, you've got nothing else to wear, you may ask a non-Jew directly to go along and wipe off for you. Because we rely on the shitters in this case, that it's not living according to all shitters, one can take on for a meal alcohol, one's allowed to ask a non-Jew. Yeah? That lechoyah one's allowed to do. That is when it comes to powder. What about food items that get sticky? The first one, let's talk about tit. Let's talk about a liquid. Let's talk about runny, what do you call it, runny mud. So runny mud, again, if it's a little bit on the Jew, same rules, always the same rules, fits in mummies, fits like a glove, at the same time, if you've got runny mud, let's say someone's fallen into a bit of mud, a little bit of mud is spritzed onto his jacket, so there's nothing wrong with taking her off if he's not mudded as it is now. Is he mudded? Would he walk in the street with this bit of mud on his jacket? If he would, then taking that bit off is allowed. If he wouldn't, then he's not allowed to take it off. Same rule. If it's dried up tit, what's the problem with dried up tit, Rabbi Yisai? So dried up tit is more of a problem, because dried up tit involves maybe the problem of toichen. If it's mummy's dry, it's mud that's dried up. So then there's a problem that when you take it off, it's going to crumble. And if it crumbles, you've got a shayla toichen. Toichen that crumbles is a problem, yeah? That could be a problem with sub toichen. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't allow it to with toichen. The Shulchan Aruch says if someone has mud, dry mud, on his beged, it's like got a problem. Yeah. Zion tit shall be goy, carries on. But yes, Roshan Aruch Mili Lach, Abel Yobesh Osa, if it's dried up, the mud, then it's Osa to have a toichen. There's an issue of toichen. So normally, I mean, it's not very common, this scenario of mud being on there, but the mice, it could be. Someone's got mud on his, what do you call it, on his beggar, it's dried up. He just realizes on Shabbos, and he finds out on Shabbos it's dried up mud and the thing. Taking off could be a problem. If it's not muchach, it'll crumble, then there's no toichen. It's very hard to do. Mud is problematic on toichen. Mice, we spoke about this already in toichen when we did this. Why did you say ain't toichen ach toichen? The mud was once loose. Why do you say with the mud, ain't toichen ach toichen? So we said already, a chiddush from many achronim, that it's lost its appearance, it was once ground up. Since it's now clogged together, it doesn't look at all as though it was once ground up, and therefore there's an issa gain of toichen ach toichen. Hu adin, l'chayre, if someone's got some cholent on his jacket, same story, someone spilt some cholent on his jacket. Let's talk about a liquid. So the same story, a bit of liquid that's spilt onto someone's jacket. So if he can take it off, and there's still going to be a mark left over, and it's very small amount that a person's not mapped on, he would walk in the street with that, and that would be allowed to be taken off on Shabbos. Yeah? But it's very hard to say, it's very hard to mashal. One has to be mamish honest with oneself. Very often, especially the way we dress nowadays, the mice and most of us are very, very fussy. So even a little bit of dirt, l'chor, is problematic. That's the truth. Yeah? L'chor is very problematic. Yeah?
When you put a child,
yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point, actually, when the child, but the question who can clean it up. The question, that's totally a good point, actually. So the poor spills on a child's dress, or whatever. So it depends what child it is. A girl probably is very fussy, a boy's not so fussy. But you have to know then what it depends. The mice you've got to be a lot of sofit. Does it depend on the cleaner or the person who owns the item? The mice were machmir both ways, you're back to square one. Normally you'll be doing the cleaning. If the child does the cleaning, it could be better actually. It's a good point. If the child does the cleaning, the child's not fussy. So the chayy, he's got a big mile. He's not fussy about it. And he would do it, he's doing the cleaning. But for an adult to do it, that would be worse, l'chayra, because the adult might be told him, well, that's to be a loch stopping. Do you go boss the cleaner or the item, who the item belongs to? The loch looks like it's been machna both ways. So again, by cholent, someone's got a bit of cholent that's stuck on to his thing. So if it's a liquid, the mice, you could take it off. You have to be careful, obviously. You have to realize if you're shy, am I mapped with this little bit of dirt on? So obviously, if it's a very small spillage, which a person doesn't mind, then that will be okay. If it's more than that, and he'll be mapped on, then the chayra, that he's not allowed to take off. He wouldn't be able to take it off.
And if he's a roshim, then still, also, even if he is mapped,
that's a good question. I don't know about that, actually. It looks like the machlokas and the Orech HaShabbos and others. Orech HaShabbos seems to be learning, as far as I remember. I've got my notes here. As far as I remember, the Orech HaShabbos seems to be learning that but this doesn't tell you on mapped or not. It's only by the dust. But others seem to believe that there's a dinner like potter even by this as well. I'll have to check it out. It's an interesting point. Yeah, quite a good point, actually. Yeah. Orech HaShabbos seems to be lenient with this thing of makbid when it comes to liquid. But many other Achroinim bring this point of hakpodah even by this as well. Achroinim swore it's the same as the dust. I don't know why it should be different. And finally, one has to know one's got a moshla potato from a cholent or a bean from a cholent. So there, that's an interesting point now. L'chora, that's the question. Is that similar to mud or is that similar to liquid? So it's a very interesting point this over here. Let's talk about a potato, first of all. A person's got a bit of a potato stuck onto his jacket from the cholent. He had a good time with the cholent. He leaned over somewhere, he got some cholent on his jacket. So here, l'chora, is it a problem when you take the potato off, it's dried up already? I mean, if it's wet already, then l'chora, it won't crumble. But often a dried food is going to crumble. Is there a problem of toichel on this potato? What do you say, Rabbi Yisai? The chayra in svara, there should be a problem. The only svara to say that maybe not is the svara in the Shoyna, the Rambam, and others bring it down. A food that has been cooked so much and its texture is very, very soft, it's more or less crumbly when you take it, which often happens with with potatoes and cholent, often like that. Yes, Lodin, it's a good question. I saw someone bring this down. It could be that in that case, right. The beans, though, are much firmer, they're much harder. If the bean has become hard on the jacket, and then when you take it off, it's going to crumble, that would be a problem of taking then, really, could be. So it could be a chilek between the potato on your cholent, from your cholent, and the bean on your cholent. So I'll tell you, you've got to be careful what you've done. So let's make a quick stick on what we learnt. The violet we're talking about over here, that we spoke about dust first of all. So we said dust is a big machlokes of shonim when there's an issa taking dust off. The mice of the Ramah is machmir. The Ramah holds taking dust off your beged is problematic, and therefore we are machmir for this shitter, but it's a bit more lenient, this shitter of dust, and therefore if you're not machmir on it, if you're not fussy, you would walk in the street with that bit of dust, then taking that bit of dust is not called malabit to take it off. So one we have to take it off, we said already last time as well, that one mustn't rub it vigorously. You could take it off softly, and you should use a special brush, you shouldn't use a normal brush, but the mice, you could take it off. If you're mapping on it, there's a problem. And then we said if you've got a liquid on it, so an emotion, if it's a food liquid, again, if you're not mapping it, and it's going to come off, then it's okay. If it's dried up, if it's tit that's dried up, could be a problem of toichel. And solid food that's dried up, that could be a problem, that one has to know, that's a problem of toichel, depending on what food it is. All right, but sorry.